Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Sorry, LeBron. Don't need your life advice. Don't need a political lecture. Don't need the barbershop. Because honestly, you're a distracted player. And flat out, you're distracted. You went to the Lakers and you were supposed to deliver a hell of a lot more of an effort than you're delivering right now. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio, the John Kincaid Show knows that Rocket Mortgage is going to be with you every step of the way, providing a seamless mortgage experience. There's going to be a lot coming up this hour, including another misstep by one of the legends in broadcasting, a total piece of fake news on the Nick Foles front that is out there, and a controversial topic of women's athletics that we've never dealt with on the show before, but hey, this is the show. It gets uncomfortable every once in a while. Yeah, we are. We will. First off, this hour, pay off the tees. That's your job in radio. And I told you, this guy needs a reality show because he jams enough drama into a show that he's twice the Kardashians. And what he doesn't realize is the more he talks, I believe the more he is hurting his own brand. And that's Antonio Brown. But it brings us in perfectly into LeBron James' barbershop. You know, the thing he's worried about when he's not getting the Lakers into the postseason. The thing he's worrying about when he's not lecturing you on how you should vote. The thing he's worried about while he's not being LeBron James, documentary producer. You know, when he's not concentrating on job one. I've done a national radio show on network radio Sunday mornings now 14 years. This is our 14th year of doing national radio on Sunday mornings, John Kincaid Show between ESPN Radio and then coming to CBS Sports Radio at its inception. I have a boss who caters to the fact a guy I work for in Atlanta, his name's David Dickey. I've worked for him for 19 years. And when I launched my national radio career, when I launched working with Shaq, doing my podcast, well, doing his podcast, let's be honest. Seriously, he gets top billing. David Dickey always had one rule with me as an employee. I'm job one, right? Job one is the show you do in Atlanta, Buck and Kincaid. That's job one. That has to be the primary focus. Secondary stuff can't take away from you doing your job, the first job. And I believe that LeBron's a very distracted man. I believe he's a distracted guy. And I believe he's gotten to be like a petulant child because of the fact that he couldn't get his way. Now he's trying to say, the NBA is trying to ruin Anthony Davis, and they're trying to, you know, destroy him and give him a bad name, all because LeBron tried to orchestrate a trade, tried to demand a trade, tried to say that he should be able to pick and choose a player off another person's roster. He should be able to tamper with another person's roster and get his way because he's LeBron James. So all these things play into it. And then enter Antonio Brown into LeBron's barbershop. By the way, LeBron James invented the concept of a talk show and a barbershop. Just ask him. Don't you remember that? Don't you remember that? The Alabama players and their barbershop show. And by the way, people have been doing talk shows and podcasts and things like that about barbershops for years. But no, LeBron came up with the idea. Just ask him. So LeBron put another star-studded cast together. It was LeBron, it was Antonio Brown, Meek Mill, and I can't remember who else was there. And they're in the barbershop, and they're just talking. They're keeping it 100. I've heard that on the show. Oh, they're keeping it real, too. Yeah, I always love that one. What I'm telling you is real. We're going to keep it real here. So I'm going to tell you, what I'm telling you is real. So on the John Kincaid Show, look, I'm going to keep it real with you. as opposed to those other shows that keep it really fake with you. But Antonio Brown talking, and he decides to say that, here's a couple things. He says, I'm a little banged up late in the season. So I meet with Coach Tomlin, and I'm quoting him. And he says, and I'm telling him, like, hey, man, I'm a little banged up. So I'm going to need a little time to get right. So he's like, if you're banged up, man, just, you can just go home. I'm sorry, folks. That is an exact quote. I'm not trying to make Antonio Brown sound like he can't put together a cogent sentence describing what actually happened to him in life. I wonder if I did the show like that. Well, last night I was watching, I watched a little Tennessee-Kentucky yesterday, And then, I was, thinking about that. Well, what's Duke going to do if Zion doesn't come back at full strength and really help them, So I said, like, Anthony, we got to talk about these things. So then that's what it was. So then he says, Brown continued by saying he was offended by Tomlin sending him home. Because Tomlin said, you can just go home. So I'm like, I'm these are quotes. These are quotes. This isn't me adding the 15-year-old girl, like. So I'm like, damn, that's where we at? And then he says he's been putting his life on the line for the Steelers, which I really enjoyed. So after I fall off the couch, I say, oh, really? So NFL players are now putting their life on the line playing NFL football. They're putting their life on the line. That's an interesting concept. Now, you see, I've always thought first responders put their life on the line. I've always thought that the any member of our military who's on the front lines of battle, they put their lives on the line. I've rarely thought of a professional athlete making millions and millions of dollars as putting their life on the line. Your health on the line? Yeah, sure. Your life on the line? Stop. And he says, so I quote, like, you know what I mean? It's like I'm going to war for these guys, putting my life on the line. And it's like it's an unknown when it comes to me, just like right now, the write-ups. And it's like, you know what I mean? They control the narrative. Antonio, I'm glad they control the narrative, because when they do the narrative, they don't say like every single sentence. Go read for yourself at CBSSports.com. They've got a transcript of this. And here's the best part of the interview. Antonio Brown was asked, oh, it was Maverick Carter. I'm sorry about that. Maverick Carter was the other guy in the barbershop. And then he was asked if him and Ben Roethlisberger were on the same page. Here is what Antonio Brown said at that point. It's like, shocker, he said that. It's like one of those things where it's the ego. And then Antonio Brown should have had the laugh track under him as he says, I don't have an ego because, like, bro, I'm just trying to win. First of all, that's the most likes. Anything other than, like, what's the teenage girl pregnancy show on MTV?
Teen Mom. My old
producer, Jason Kofar, would watch this show.
Teen Mom.
He would watch Teen Mom. So I'd be like, we were watching this. So one night for the show, I decided to put on that show and watch it. And I'm saying, how in a matter of a half hour, and like, I was, oh. And then what was the show with the kids in Beverly Hills? That wasn't Beverly Hills 90210. Was it The Hills?
Yeah, I think so.
Was that it, The Hills? Over. First of all, I can't see 22 people having a latte at the same time. I just can't watch it. Antonio Brown, you need a reality show. But more importantly, you need a reality check. And I'm not saying that your issues with Ben Roethlisberger aren't legitimate. Because you're not the first person to portray Ben Roethlisberger as a guy who needs a wake-up call as far as dealing with his teammates and dealing with the organization and thinking of himself as sort of above the fray. I've heard that from NFL players. I've heard that from media reports. So I don't discount what Antonio Brown's saying. But what I do discount is that Antonio Brown says, but hey, I don't have an ego. What? Dude, you don't have an ego? Do you have a mirror in your house? Because if you don't, I believe there would be a Pittsburgh area rooms to go that I would gladly pay for the mirror. So if money's a little tight right now, Antonio, if the money's a little tight, you and I will roll into a rooms to go in Pittsburgh. They have a great selection right now. Might even buy you one of those big, one of those headliner couches they've got. I'll take you to a rooms to go in Pittsburgh, and I'll buy you a full-length mirror so you can stare at yourself all day, because I bet you that's something you would enjoy, too. I'll buy you that mirror. I'll pick up the bill. Because, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're just, like, not happy, like, with what's going on in Pittsburgh, like. And Ben Roethlisberger, he's like, you know, like, man, you're going to do me like that? Like, unbelievable.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.